car phone mount is no longer an option. It's a necessity. Nearly every U.S. state restricts cell phone use while driving, we see you, Montana, and most require full hands-free operation. The best car phone mounts offer an easy view of your phone screen without blocking your view of the road, hold your phone securely, and keep vibration to a minimum. I've spent weeks and hundreds of miles testing car phone holders for iPhones and Android alike, on busy freeways and on potholed city roads. What I found is that the best car phone mounts aren't necessarily expensive or name brands. They're just smartly designed. The best car phone mount for an iPhone is almost always a secure MagSafe mount. The one I keep in my car when I'm not testing other mounts is a sturdy, compact Andery suction mount, $36, that holds preternaturally fast to both my phone and dash, but can also be mounted to a window. My favorite mechanical car phone holder for Android phones is a sturdy, versatile ball joint mount from Andebil, $30, that affixes tightly to a car's dash, windshield, or air vents. Here are the best car phone mounts for each car and phone type. See also Wired's guides to the best USB car chargers, best portable jump starters, best iPhone cases and accessories, best MagSafe accessories, and best wireless phone chargers. Best car phone mount for iPhones and Qi 2 phones. The world is full of bulky phone mounts that block your view of the road, inflexible phone mounts that only allow for horizontal or vertical mounting, weak suction cups, and kinda mid MagSafe attachments. And then there's this innovatively designed, wonderfully compact dash and window mount from Andery. On flat surfaces, the nanogel suction cup holds fast like Hodor at the door. The 22-magnet MagSafe ring allows airflow to avoid overheating, but it also holds stronger than most comparable Qi 2 magnets. And unlike bulky plastic mounts, the Andery's aluminum arm, stainless steel ring keeps a low profile and interferes minimally with one's line of sight. In fact, when affixed to my dash, this device doesn't block my view of the road at all. The ring rotates 360 degrees. The two-joint arm can either fold tightly to the mount or extend outward. No other mount I've tested combines all of these virtues. But note you'll need a relatively flat surface to get a good bond with the suction cup. I've also seen some reports that the suction cup can lose adhesion over time if repeatedly remounted, and it's cussedly difficult to remove in the first place, though it leaves no residue when you do. Non-Qi 2 compatible Android phones will need a MagSafe case to be compatible with this car phone holder. But if your phone has a magnet or a magnetic case, this is the simplest and most effective car phone mount I know, and it performs leagues better than other similarly designed car mounts like this one from Acer. Note also that Andery offers a Qi 2 compatible phone charger version at the expense of airflow. I haven't tested this variant yet. Best universal car phone mount. Mechanical mounts like this one from Andebil, with holders that can be slid in sideways to securely grip the phone, are flexible for a broad range of phones and don't require MagSafe technology. But they're also mostly bulky, making them a less preferred option as a windshield or dashboard mount because this will block your field of vision. Among all similar devices I've tested, this one from newer Chinese company Andebil is the most compact I've tested when not in use, while still offering a lot of flexibility. The nanogel suction cup on its dash mount is one of the most stable I've tested, almost aggressively stuck on, to be honest. And the extendable arm, while plastic, feels less cheap and breakable than other models. The kit also comes with an air vent mount, whose three-point design makes it among the most stable vent mounts I've tested, and allows you to maneuver the phone so it does not block the vent. This mechanical car phone holder is hard to call aesthetic. It's essentially a pad with a gripper on the side. But the grips extend to accommodate even larger phones and are able to keep the phone in place even during vigorous shaking. If you're wondering whether I place phones in these phone mounts and then come at them like they're a shake weight, I do. The release button's a little awkwardly placed, and Andebil's marketing about military standards is a little silly on a low-cost device made with thermoplastics. But after I watched other suction cups wilt in summer heat, this Andebil's still going strong. A great low-cost air vent mount. If you're mounting only to your air vent, the Vanva Air Vent phone mount, $13, is among the cheapest mounts of any kind that I've tested, while ranking among the most secure mechanical mounts. Actually, I like the mechanical phone holder a bit better than Andabil's. The lockable clamp affixes easily and securely to most vertical or horizontal slatted vents, and unlike hook-based vent mounts, it's easy to install and remove. The multi-joint ball arm can be maneuvered so you don't lose airflow from the vent, and the adjustable grips that lock in your phone can be released with a simple button press. This Vanva is a relatively flimsy plastic device, so I don't rule out that it might break someday. But its inexpensive replacement cost makes this an acceptable risk. Best car phone mount with charger. Look, I'll be honest. I have mixed feelings about chargers on car phone mounts. The mount will have to be plugged into a car charger anyway, and at that point, I might as well just plug in the phone directly, which will usually lead to faster charging. But convenience is in the eye of the beholder, and many people prefer to just leave the car mount plugged permanently into a car charger so they never have to worry about their phone draining while navigating on a mapping app. For y'all, here's the car mount from ESR, which offers decently fast 15-watt charging and a cooling fan to mitigate phone overheating. The suction was effective when attached to both my window and dash, and the device is compact enough to not much hinder my field of view. Charging speed is merely moderate, enough to charge an older iPhone in a couple of hours. ESR also offers a faster charging Qi2 2 device for twice the money, though I have not tested it. A good, stylish vent charging mount. Most vent chargers plant themselves directly into the airflow of your vent, but not all of them do. Wired editor Julian Chakatu recommends the Peak Design Car Vent Mount, $100. The mount stays secure on the vent, but an arm allows the charger a little distance from the vent. It's also a little bit stylish, a rarity for vent mounts. If you're using a Pixel or Samsung phone, we also like Peak Design's MagSafe phone cases. Best minimalist car phone mount. Most people don't overwhelmingly want their car vent mount to be a defining feature in their car's interior. This Belkin takes this notion to the extreme. This silver and black air vent mount is minimalist, svelte, and dare I say, almost classy. It grips phones surprisingly securely for a phone mount without feet to support the phone's bottom, according to Wired reviewer Simon Hill, and you can rotate easily from portrait to landscape. There's also a handy rubber clip to hold charging cables in place. Just note that this will not be the best option for larger or heavier phones. For larger phones, the Kenu Airframe Pro, $30, has a similar design but is built to accommodate thicker cases and larger phones, noted Wired tester Simon Hill. The ball and socket joint allows 360-degree rotation and also lets you angle your phone for better viewing. It's a bit less sleek, however. How I test and select car phone mounts. Car phone mounts are and are not a sensitive technology. Bulky mounts can block your field of view while driving. And it's a genuine safety hazard if your car mount, or your phone, falls on the floor while you're driving down the freeway. Every phone mount I and other Wired testers recommend has been road tested against this possibility, driven for hours on the road, and on long road trips, over sometimes bumpy roads. Often, I kept as many as 8 devices at a time glued to my dash, windshield, and vents so that my car looked like a dollar store communications center. For the most recent round of testing, this included multiple days of relatively humid, 90-degree Fahrenheit heat. I pulled suction cups off of dashboards and windshields over and over to see if suction cups wore out the first time you had to move a device, or if the cups left residue on the windshield. I tested using multiple models of iPhone, a long folding Motorola Razr, and a large model Nokia, onto each mount to see how it held up, with or without bulky cases. I clamped each phone in and out repeatedly to see how easy it is to remove a phone from the mount. I also turned each mount upside down and shook vigorously to see how violent I had to be to shake the phone loose from its mooring. Where chargers were involved, I tested the charging capacity with ammeters and phone apps, as well as simply by marking how long it took to charge my phone compared to other chargers. I also tested the MagSafe charging speed versus the speed if I just plugged the phone directly into my preferred USB car charger. The USB always wins, for multiple reasons. For the most recent round of testing, I tested a dozen phone mounts during a sticky summer, selecting both best-selling and best-recommended mounts from both well-known brands and a new breed of hyper-specialized brands like Andabil and Andery that have made their name only on car phone mounts. My colleague Simon Hill likewise tested a dozen mounts in a previous round of testing. Can Android phones use MagSafe and Qi 2 compatible mounts? MagSafe is a great technology for the more than half of cell phone owners in the US who use Apple products. The best phone mounts, with the fewest compromises, are pretty much all magnetic mounts. But alas, most makers of Android phones have been more resistant to adding magnetic mounting capability. The Google Pixel 10 is an exception and offers built-in magnets and native Qi 2 compatible charging support. Other phone makers, like Samsung, offer MagSafe compatible cases for newer models like the Galaxy S26 series. Some makers of MagSafe mounts offer little stick-on devices meant to affix to your non-magnetic phone. Don't bother with these. They don't work that well and don't stay affixed for long. If you'd like the convenience of a magnetic mount, you're going to have to get a MagSafe compatible case for your phone. And for this, I refer you to Wired's guide to the best MagSafe accessories. Honorable mentions: Belkin 15W MagSafe mount for $80. This Belkin MagSafe charger and vent mount is an older device we've recommended previously as a top pick, with a secure magnet pad that offers 15-watt Qi 2 charging. The mount positions itself in the air vent and blocks airflow a bit, but on summer days with the air conditioner running, this positioning can help cool your phone while it charges. It's also a little bit sleek, but also a bit on the spendy side for what it offers. Andabil MagSafe air vent mount for $37. This vent-mounted MagSafe device looks like a charger, but isn't. The mount's broad, flat surface does stabilize the phone a bit, but in trade, it blocks airflow both to the phone and from the air vent. For these reasons, it's not really my favorite design. But the magnet is strong enough to hold the phone in place, and the vent mount is also stable. iAudi iTap 3 air vent holder for $16. This compact vent mount from iAudi is low cost, and the MagSafe mount is strong enough. I can hold this thing upside down and shake it without dislodging my phone. But there's very little range of motion, and the phone can only be mounted where it'll block airflow from the vent. I also tend not to favor mounting mechanisms that use hooks, because it can make the mounts more difficult to remove when needed. Though for unusual air vent geometries, the hook might be the only style of vent mount that works. iAudi One Touch Dash and Windshield Mount for $28. This dash and windshield mount from iAudi was a favorite of Wired tester Simon Hill when he tested it 2 years ago. But there's been a design update and some reports of durability issues, so until we test the newest model, I'm leaving this in the honorable mentions. Vanmess Car Phone Holder for $40. Similar to the Andabil I recommend as a top pick, this Vanmess is a ball socket mount with options for air vent or dashboard windshield mounting. But it's a bit bulkier than the Andabil, and the air vent mount is a hook-based mount, which I tend to find more difficult to remove. The suction cup on the dash windshield mount is ridiculously strong and is unlikely to dislodge even on hot days, and didn't leave residue when I removed it. But while Vanmess advertises military-grade tech, whatever this means for a phone mount, the plastic felt a bit flimsy, especially on a vacuum locking mechanism for the suction cup. Bacalino Car Cup Mount for $16. This is a different sort of phone mount than most I tested. It affixes to a standard cup holder and holds up your phone like a Liberty torch from atop a bendable gooseneck stem. This is all well and good when you're driving solo, notes Wired reviewer Kat Merck, but during longer trips with family, it takes up a much-needed cup holder, and the stem can get in the way. In most cars, you'll have to look a bit too far away from the road to see the screen. Not recommended. Acer Gadget Car Phone Mount for $28. This little car mount from Acer mirrored the design of my top pick Andery, but fell far short on performance. The suction cup pretty much walked off the job after I removed and replaced it once, the magnet isn't as strong, and the mounting arm is shorter and doesn't rotate. There's no particular reason to buy it in a world where the Andery exists. iAudi iTap 3 Dash and Windshield Mount for $25. MagSafe Car phone mounts from iAudi have one chief merit. The magnet is strong and secure, unlikely to dislodge on even the bumpiest roads. But alas, The same cannot be said for the suction cup on this bulky dash and windshield mount, which gave up the ghost on a hot day. Skosh Magic Mount for $13. This is maybe the most compact, low-cost MagSafe device I tested. Its S-branded design is both unobtrusive and winningly inscrutable. It looks like a talisman Jor-El might have brought back from Krypton. It's also the one with the weakest magnet. My iPhone lurched off at minor provocations. iAudi Wireless 2Qi Charging Phone Mount for $50. Don't mistake Wireless 2Qi Charger for a Qi 2 Charger. A couple of years back, this MagSafe charging mount was a top pick for wired, but the charging is now a bit sluggish by modern standards. Comments. Back to top.